to your letters now, and there were a number of them about our segment last week on the 20th anniversary of the strike by the Professional Air Traffic Controllers Organization, PATCO. Lonnie Cooper writes, "The PATCO strike was an illegal act. Not only was it against the law, it was in violation of a contract that each and every one of those people signed without duress or coercion. What was Reagan supposed to do? Allow the law to be broken without repercussion? That would have opened the door to any other similar group to do the same." Ewan Barnett also liked President Reagan's hardline approach, writing, "This put all other labor unions on notice what kind of chief executive they were dealing with. It was no coincidence that the United States had far fewer large labor actions in the following years and, as a result, had far less disruption to the economy." Mark Kaplan offers a different point of view. "How ironic," he writes. "We have named an airport after a former union president who put the safety of the world at risk by firing 75% of some of the most stressed out, highly trained workers in the world who were frustrated because nobody in upper government would listen to them." Regarding our conversation with legal analyst Mimi Wesson, a listener who prefers that his name be withheld sent this letter. "I am a writer of dark and nihilistic poetry, so I was very concerned when I heard about the man in Ohio that was arrested only for possessing certain offensive writings in a journal. In America, we should feel free to write whatever we want, if that writing is purely a creative exercise. I have thoughts that are rather nihilistic. I write them down sometimes. I would even like other people to read them sometimes, but never ever do I believe the government has the right to tell me what I should have been thinking." Finally, our feature on blues great Buddy Guy last week brought back memories for Julian Lev, who writes, "In the late fall of 1967, I was at a concert at a theater in New York that was soon to become the Fillmore East. The Who headlined, and Buddy Guy was the opening act. Because Bill Graham could not fill seats, tickets were handed out, and I was fortunate enough to get one. There might have been 50 people in the audience, certainly no more than 100. Mr. Guy put on one of the most amazing performances that I had ever heard. I was 17 at the time and still had much to learn about life. Thankfully, Mr. Guy was there to instruct me by example. There was no doubt that he was giving the same performance at this venue that he would have given at a much larger one. I never forgot it." You can send your letters to Weekend Edition Sunday, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address is wesun, W-E-S-U-N, at npr.org. Our comment line number is area code 202-371-1775.